阿弗罗阿梅尔政府，他们也欢迎我们去参加，但是要预先登记。散会以后，那个或许我现在没有他的地址，我会告诉师母，好不好？
上次那个早期，
对，
神学院，
不是神学院，是个教会，一个教会，呀，他每年都来一次，在那个地方，我在想，他也蛮喜欢我们这些 minority， 呀，那个啊，我们读一读好不好？来。对，
这样舌头在百体里也是最小的，却能说大话。
看了最小的
火，
能点着最大的树林。
舌头就是我，
在
我
们百体中，
身上这个罪恶的世界，能污秽
全身，
也能把生命的轮子点起来。并且是从地狱里点着的。
好，好，就是在这个这里面有几个小子，石头是最小的，最小的火，是不是？啊，
两个最小，
两个最小，啊，那个前面有没有？第四节有没有？看看第四节。
小小的舵。
小小的舵，随着掌舵的意思转动。这有几个小啊？
三个。
就是你拿那个具体的来想，第一个是。舵，第二个是舌头，第三个是火。You want to translate?
Okay, yeah. Okay. So, James chapter 3, verses 4 to 6. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts.Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue is also a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and it is itself set on fire by hell. And so we can see that from these verses, the tongue is described as small, and there are three instances where they are described as small.
很好，那个我们读了这个经节以后，心中有什么感动啊？啊
？After reading this, do we have any voice inside?
举举手看，你心里什么感动？啊，那个驼小的，舌头也是小的啊，但是呢。小的东西可以影响大局，对不对？所以一个人呢，要慎言，最好还是有的时候不要讲话。
So just like the rudder is small, the tongue is small, but it can have a big impact. It can have a big impact. So sometimes it's good to not speak.Too much.
那个，我们要学什么？要学摩西。摩西是一个不讲话的人，他开头可能会话很多，他慢慢生命长进的时候，他开始不说话了。到了最后，他说：“神来判断，跟可拉党的一起，那个可拉党那个时候，他就跪了，让神来做工。”
So we need to be more like Moses. In the beginning, Moses spoke a lot, but as his spiritual life develops, he spoke less and less, and he allowed God to be the judge and allow God to say the things.
夫妻相处也是这样的，妻子普通一般讲起来是多说话的。
So the relationship between a husband and a wife is also the same. Sometimes the wife, usually in usual cases, is the one who talks more.
所以我们要学摩西。
So we should be more like Moses.
那个不讲话干什么呢？在神面前默祷。
So what does Moses do when he doesn't talk? He prays silently in front of God.
所以我们做头的、做丈夫的，也要跟摩西学习。
So as the head of the house, the husbands need to be more like Moses.
那个，我跟我妻子相处也是这样子，因为她是学法律的 ，logic。他又把我讲过的话他朗诵一遍，他说你讲的是啊，但你现在怎么又讲这个话了？
So my similarly, my relationship with my wife, she studies law, so sometimes she can repeat what I say, kind of can analyze what I say.
他说你这个前后都有矛盾的。
and she says that your statements contradict each other.
所以我碰到他也没有办法了。
So when it comes to talking with her, there's nothing I can do.
这个牧师是学文学。对呀，对，这个学那个 literature 的呢，就是有时候感情冲动就会有时候心不由衷就讲出来的。
And I myself, I study literature, so a lot of the times I express things out of whatever I feel at the moment.
所以弟兄姐妹啊，我们要在夫妻相处啊，一方要多听，多听，多听实在是对我们有好处，我是觉得。
So especially in the relationship between a husband and a wife, one of us needs to listen more. Listening more is good for us.
有时候你听的时候，你里面有股怒气，这个怒气啊，不能要有的，要就把它那个交给神，就是 release it.
Sometimes when you're listening to it, inside you might be brewing anger.But you have to release it to God and not harbor it.
所以弟兄姐妹啊，这个箴言上讲啊，有时候你多讲话的话，言多必失啊。
So just like Proverbs says, sometimes if you speak too much, you might say things by mistake.
所以我也鼓励大家去读那个箴言，这一本书是很好的，就是你怎么样子与妻子相处，怎么样与朋友相处，怎么样子与你父母兄弟姐妹，通通都涵盖住。
So I strongly encourage you all to read Proverbs. It talks about how to interact withyour husband, wife, or your family members, parents, or children, and friends.
我讲到这里的时候，我就想到箴言里面讲，他箴言里面讲什么？有一些朋友你不能深交的。
And in Proverbs, there are verses that says that there are some friends that you can't be too close with.
Yeah, 我们大家那个给你们一个 homework 好吧，你们去找找看，一个月可以找出来，你就把它勾出来，好不好
？Okay, so our homework is to go home and read through Proverbs for this month and to find where that verse is.
那个今天我要讲的题目呢是雅各书第四章。
Today the sermon is about James chapter 4.
我们低头有个祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，主耶稣，谢谢你给我们这样的恩典，我们讲的、听的都同感一灵。
Jesus, thank you for giving us this grace that those who speak and those who listen can be moved by the same spirit.
你的圣灵亲自的与我们说话。
And that your Holy Spirit speaks to us.
在你的恩典里面。
In your grace.
你的圣灵要帮助我们。
That your Holy Spirit will help us.
使我们讲的、听的同感一灵。
So that those who speak and those who listen can be moved by the same Spirit.
能够借着话语来建造我们的生命。
So that through your words, our spiritual lives can be established.
我们能够更多的来爱你，更多的来荣耀你，让我们生命也得到建造。
So that we can come to love you more, and to glorify your name, and that our spiritual lives, can be, developed more.
这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。阿门。
Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我讲以前呢，我现在问问大家。大家都读过雅各书吧。
Before I talk about this, has everybody read James?
雅各书有几个章啊？有 how many chapters there?
How many chapters?
五章，我读过了，五章。那个雅各书最主要的一个主题是什么？
What is the main topic in James?
对了，就是师母讲了，最主要从第一章开始讲到第五章，讲一个是 faith， 讲信心。
And so from chapter 1 to chapter 5, the key, the top, main topic is about faith.
Yeah, 第一个 chapter 呢，它是讲那个胜过试探，信心在试探中成长。
The first chapter is about overcoming temptations and that faith develops in the midst of temptation.
第二个呢，信心与你的行动相称。
And then the second is that your faith should be parallel with your actions.
那个第三个 chapter 呢，信心和话语的祝福。
And then the third chapter is faith, and then the blessings of the words.
那个信心从哪里彰显出来的呢？这是第四章。
So chapter 4 is talking about where is faith manifested? Where can we see faith?
那个就是你有纯洁的个性，纯洁的生命。
And that is to have a pure life, and then a pure temperament life. Yeah.
第五章呢，信心在祷告里。
And then the fifth chapter is about faith through prayers.
所以。弟兄姐妹，你没有信心的话，你要多读这个五个 chapter。
So,
你这个信心油然而生。
Brothers and sisters, so if you don't have faith, you need to really read these five chapters thoroughly so that faith can develop in you.
对，我今天要讲的呢，就是第四章雅各书第四章。
Today I want to focus closely on chapter 4, James chapter 4.
那个第四章是讲什么呢？信心彰显在我们纯洁的个性里面。
Once again, chapter 4 is about faith being manifested in our pure life.
这个怎么说呢？ 就是说你要有好的生命好的行为才能生出信心来。
What it's saying is that you need to have good, live a good spiritual life and have good actions so that you will, out from it, you can have faith.
那现在我呢，就是按照我自己的想法，也按照这个圣经里面的那个这个五个章节里面，我们有四个问题。假如这四个问题都能够啊回答得好的话，那就帮助我们再一次的回到那个圣经里面的时候，我们就全然就是知道更多了。
So there are four questions that I want to ask that will help us to understand this topic more and understand this book more.
第一个问题是什么呢？
What is the first question?
信心是从哪里来的？
Where does faith come from?
大家想想看，信心是从哪里来的？主耶稣。哪一个章节呢？
Where does faith come from?
创世纪有那个希伯来书十二章第二节，我们看看十二章第二节。
So Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
十二章。我们一起来读好不好？来，我们仰望创世成终的书。
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
其实读到这里也就差不多了，因为仰望为我们信心创世成终，这个创世就是开始，成终就是结尾，对不对？所以我们就是说。我们来相信他，他赐给人信心，能够来靠近他，能够来接近他，能够来荣耀他。
So the author and perfecter, the author is the beginning, and then perfecter is the finish, you know, the one that finishes of our faith. And then so when we come to Jesus, we will receive faith.
And we will glorify.
And we will glorify him. Yes.
那个我们来看看那个在这四章里面呢，我们看看第四章好不好？雅各书第四章。
Let's go back to James chapter 4.
这个第四章里面呢。他最主要的一个，我个人认为啊，每个人的想法都不一样啊。我个人认为，他最重要的一个 key verse 呢，就是在第四节。
And I think the most important verse, key verse, is in verse 4.
那里我们来读一读好了啊。
你们这些
淫乱的人，岂
不知
与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以凡要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。好，我们读到这个地方，
So verse 4, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred to our God?Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God.
在这里呢，看到呢，两个阵营，一个呢，与世俗为友，与神为敌，啊，另外一个呢，我们要离开，啊，我们不要与世俗为友。 我们要不要与神为敌？敌。
So there are two camps here. One camp is friendship with the world, and then they have hatred toward God. And then another camp is they don't have friendship with the world, and then they don't have hatred toward God.
这里面我们给我们仔细的看到，你我们活的这个世界上啊，都是跟随什么？跟随时代，年轻人、年老人，那个甚至于从小学开始。
And when you think about this, when we are living on this earth, a lot of us, we are friends with the world. We go with fashion from the young, the old, even starting from elementary school. We follow the fashion.
弟兄姐妹，你放眼看世界，这个世界是不是我们跟着后面在走？对不对？你放眼美国的社会，放眼大陆的、台湾的，都跟着世俗的风俗来走。
If you look at the society in the United States and China and Taiwan, if you take a step back and take a look at it, you'll see that many of us were just following the trend of this world.
所以弟兄姐妹啊，我讲到这里的时候啊。这个教会神的家是一个中流砥柱，在那里就是站住了。所以我们就是说，我们要改变我们的生命，不但是改变我们的生命，我们要活出我们的生命来。
So the house of God is stands firm. So not only should we not go astray.We should have, you know, God's life in us, spiritual life in us. We should live out God's spiritual life in us.
所以弟兄姐妹啊，我们需要什么？扩展我们的境界，对不对？ Yeah.
So what we need is to widen our horizon.
我们在改变的生命的同时啊，我们要把上好的福音传到周围去，来改变影响这个社会。
And at the same time as we are being transformed in our spiritual lives, we need to share the most important blessing. We need to share the gospel with the people around us.
我记得我是在1965年来美国的，大概有50多年了。
I remember I came here in 1965, is more than 50 some years.
我在乡下教会里面有 chapel.
In the rural area, the church that I was in there was a chapel.
我们大学第一天开学是什么人来讲啊？不是校长哦，不是教育部长哦，是牧师。
And the first day of school, when the person came, someone came to give a speech, it wasn't the superintendent, it wasn't the principal, it was a pastor.
对，那个，所以那个时候我们一到美国啊，我们一到了那个学校里面去啊，很多人就包围着我们，他说：“你们来聚会，我们这里有查经的团契，有什么都告诉我们。”
And when I got there, when I got to the school, people surrounded us. We have a church here, we have Bible study, we have all these different kind of meetings.
弟兄姐妹啊，现在的情形不一样了哦。
Brothers and sisters, the situation now is different.
现在就是圣经离开了学校。
And right now the Bible has left the schools.
Yeah, 他把那个 Johnson, 他把那个学校与圣经啊两个分开来了。
So, President Johnson, separated the Bible from the school.
那个 我讲到这里的时候，我们要感谢川普总统啊，又回到校园里面去。
Here we need to thank President Trump that there's more influence of the Bible in the schools now.
所以弟兄姐妹，我讲这个话的时候呢，我鼓励自己，也鼓励大家，要做学生工作，
And when I come to talk about it now, I want you, I encourage myself and I encourage all of you, to have a ministry in students, student ministry.
那个，我想到以前我在 Pittsburgh 读书的时候啊，那个我们礼拜六的时候或者礼拜五的时候，都到那个查经团契去了。
I remember when I was in Pittsburgh, every Friday and every Saturday, we went to student Bible fellowship.
现在这个 Bible fellowship 是怎么样的？是那边最大的中国教会之一。
And now that fellowship has developed into one of the biggest churches in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, 叫 Oakland 那个时候。
Oakland
area. 所以弟兄姐妹，我们需要就是说。第一个需要祷告。
So brothers and sisters, the first thing we need to do is we need to pray.
先从我们的教会，就是GGC开始，我们弟兄姐妹们，我们都要为每一位弟兄姐妹祷告。
The first thing we do is starting from our church.
假如你有这样的负担的话，一起来看看神的作为，好不好？
Okay, so starting first, we pray for all the brothers and sisters in this church, and we pray about this and see God's works.
我讲到这里的时候，我就想起啊，有一个教会，他每天啊，这个牧师传道人每天为这个教会祷告一个钟头。
And when I come to talk about this, I remember there's a pastor. Who prays at least an hour for the congregation each day?
当然，可能也有一个牧师就这样祷告。我相信他的同工也参加了他的祷告。
And I believe that the co-workers in the church also pray with the pastor.
一年以后，这个教会迅速的成长。
And a year later, this church grew tremendously.
成为当地的这个好几百个人的教会。
And they became a church with hundreds of people.
所以我是鼓励我自己的教会，也鼓励 GGC 的教会能够这样子的以祷告来复兴教会，好不好？
And I encourage our church here, GGC, and I also encourage my own church in Baltimore. That we are going to pray and have revival through prayer.
复兴怎么会开始的？
How does revival start?
因为祷告开始了，复兴就开始了。
When the prayers start, then revival starts.
这个是一个你可以做实验的，我们都可以做实验的。
You can do experiments with this.
神会做工作。
God is going to do the work.
我相信 GGC 这个座位都会满。
And I believe that one day the seats in this church will be filled.
神要恩待 GGC 这个教会。
God is going to give grace to this church.
我觉得 GGC 那里的。我一进门的时候，进了这个聚会的地方，我就觉得有个敬拜的灵在里面。
When I came here today, I feel that there's a spirit of worship here.
你们有没有这样感觉？有 spirit， 呀、yeah, ，人不多，但是有一个 worship spirit。这个 worship spirit 是人与人之间的，人与神之间的越来越靠近。
So even though we don't have a lot of people, but the worship spirit is, it basically is when we are closer and closer to God.
神不会忘记我们的。
God God will not forget us.
最主要的，我们是没有忘记神，我们抱着祷告的心。
And on our end, we should not forget God either, and that we come with a prayerful heart.
Yeah, 那个，所以弟兄姐妹是需要那个有恒切的祷告啊，有恒切的祷告。当我们有恒切的祷告，教会就是越来越生命，越来越成长。福音很自然而然的就传递出去了。
So we need to have persistent prayers. When we have persistent prayers, the church is going to grow, and the gospel is going to be spread.
弟兄姐妹啊，这个是与世俗相反的，啊，与世俗相反的。我们必须要走的神的圣灵里面，走了圣灵。
And this is opposite.Of friendship with the world, and we have to walk in the spirit, in
yeah,
the Holy Spirit.
那个第三个问题啊，第三个问题，我们来看那个十一节。
Let's look at the third questions. Let's look at verse chapter four, James chapter four, verse 11.
我们一起来读读看好不好？来。弟兄们，你们不可推辞批评。人若批评弟兄，论断弟兄，就是批评律法。批律法，你若论断律法，就不是遵行律法，乃是偏断人的。好，我们这里就看到啊，为什么不可批评啊？弟兄们。有没有批评啊？啊，这个批评尽量的 ，no， stop it。我们这个教会啊 ，GGC 啊，教会啊，是同心合一的，蒙神祝福的。我相信没有批评论断。
So chapter 4 verse 11, brothers, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against his brother or judges him speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it by sitting in judgment on it.We're not going to have slander. We should not have slander, and especially in our church, we cannot have slander.
我们看一节马太福音好不好？七章第一节到第四节。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 to 4.
好，读到这里为止，大家看的有什么感觉啊？只有一个人，就是耶稣道成肉身的人，他没有犯过罪，他可以批评人。除此之外，没有人可以批评的，因为我们都是有罪的。
So chapter 7 verses 1 to 4. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the same measure you will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? There's only one person in the human history who has not sinned, and that is Jesus. And only Jesus has the right to judge others.
对不对？
Is that right?
不能够批评， 因为你有批评论断的话，因为你自己也有批评论断，你罪人怎么可以指责罪人呢、啊？对不对
？If you judge other people, if you slander other people, you yourself have things that fall short of the glory of God, and we are sinners. How can a sinner judge another sinner?
那个我们晓得圣经里面有一句很通俗很重要的话，你要尽心尽意尽力爱主你的神。那下面一句是什么？爱人如己，爱人如己。
So in the Bible it says you need to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your might, with all your strength, and the following one is to love your neighbor as yourself.
当你尽心尽意尽力爱神的时候，同样的，你爱人如己。这两个就是说，一个是爱神，一个是爱人。对不对
And when you love the Lord like that, one is loving the Lord and the other is loving other people.
So 一个爱神爱人，一个以爱为出发点，以这个爱为出发点的时候啊，你会不会去批评？
So if
会不会？
If the starting point comes from love, are you going to judge other people?
你跟你的弟兄，你跟你的姐妹，或者教会里面的任何一个人，当你爱他的时候，你会不会批评啊？
When you love a brother or sister in church, when you love him or her,Would you slander them?
当你在家里看到你太太可爱的时候，你爱她的时候，你会不会 complaining 呢？
When you are at home and you see your wife or your husband and you love him or her, would you complain?
还有你的小孩子啊。
And your children.
我现在有三个 grandchildren。
Right now I have three grandchildren.
我看了他们好喜欢的。
I like them very much.
每一次看到三个小孩子都不一样的脸孔。
I see all three of them have a different face.
不，他们有一个很好的习惯，他们从来不吵架。
The three of them have a good habit, and the three of them don't ever fight.
你看这三个小家伙，我们去看他的时候，你要给他衣服，要给他什么礼物？你给他，他一定接受。第二，其他人就没有关系，就一滴都不妒忌，一滴都没有纷争。
So if you give gifts to them, like clothes or something.If you give one and not the others, the one is going to accept it, but the other ones are not going to be jealous or fighting over it.
那个我看到这个情形啊，我就觉得这三个孩子好。
After I see that, I think this is these three children are very good.
所以弟兄姐妹，假如你真的爱的话啊，小孩子与小孩子之间啊。也不会你争我夺，然后那个教会里面的弟兄姐妹啊，也不会这些事情会发生。
So if you truly love, your children are not going to fight over things, and in the churches, people are not going to fight over things either.
我记得我小的时候啊，有时候很 jealous。
I remember when I was little, I used to be very jealous.
因为我是最小的一个爸爸妈妈就管前面几个，到了我就忘记掉了。
So I was the youngest. My dad and my mom, they care about the first few ones, and by the time it got to me, they forgot about me.
当时我心里想想，哎，这个老是穿那个。他们穿下来的东西衣服。
Oh, I used to wear the clothes from my brothers and sisters. The old clothes from my brothers and sisters.
那有那么一次啊， 我就穿我姐姐的衣服去。
And one time I actually even had to wear my sister's clothes.
这个衣服啊，那女生的衣服，童子军的衣服跟男生不一样啊。
So the clothes, the uniforms for girls is different from guys.
结果我到了学校里，这个同学说，你穿女生的衣服，你穿女生的衣服。
So when I got to school, my classmates are laughing at me, saying, "You're wearing a girl's clothes."
这个我现在想想，哎呀。父母亲那个时候，我们那个时候是柯南的，就是柯南的，就是篮球队就柯南队嘛，你们记不记得？当然，你们年龄都没有我那么大，都不记得。
Okay, so during that time, for us, we were going through a rough time and during that hard times.
那个时候啊，我们就是说，啊，尤其是在军舰里面啊，很多人就是没有汗衫穿的，你们有没有经历过？
Especially during those times, especially in the military, there are a lot of people who don't even have a shirt. They don't have T-shirts.
很多那个军舰的公务员呢、啊，拿那个美军发的那个面粉袋里面啊，做那个汗衫。
And a lot of the families and relatives of the military.They didn't have clothes to wear, so they take the bags from the flour and then they cut it and make it into a T-shirt.
你们没有经过这样的生活啊。
You probably haven't experienced that kind of life.
听说过。你们是 blessed generation.
So you're a blessed generation.
我们那个时候，我自己亲身经历的。那个台湾是最艰苦的时代，那个时候。
And that was during one of the toughest times in Taiwan.
你们有没有听过，就是台湾那个时候啊，柴米油盐都是配给的。有没有
？Have you ever heard whether it's coal, oil, salt?Or rice, they're all given by the United States government. Given by the government.
所以弟兄姐妹，我讲这个最主要的意思呢，尤其是在困难的时候啊，我们人很容易彼此相爱。
And the point that I'm saying is that when we are going through a difficult time, people are more likely to love one another.
Yeah, 有很多的时候啊，因为这个环境的缘故，就把邻居啊或者人与人之间的关系啊越来越亲近。
So sometimes, because of these difficult circumstances, It pushes the neighbors and other people to be closer because everyone is going through the same suffering and they're caring for one another.
这个现在大概都没有了，尤其在美国啊都没有了。在台湾，我们实在是经历，因为苦难呢把我们带在一起。
Right now in the United States, maybe it's not so much like this, but in Taiwan, there was a time because of suffering, it brought people together.
这个时候你又可以看得到那个啊，可以看得到那个人心。
And during this time, you can really see people's heart.
他们换句英文说法就。Closely knit together.
So in English, it's closely knit together.
虽然这个时间不好度过，但是很欢喜，很快乐，心里面都还是有很多的爱在里面。
And even though this is a difficult time to get through, but inside our hearts, we're still very joyful, and happy.
那个，所以我们需要就是说什么样子？我们需要就是说， 啊，有一个心，要我们有彼此有批评的时候，我们要什么？我们要停止这个批评。批评只有一个，你可以说那个什么，你可以说当面可以说呀。所以圣经里面有一句话的，当面的责备比背地的爱情更好，对不对？所以我们可以就是说直接的很和气的可以给弟兄姐妹讲 instead of 批评。
So instead of slandering our brothers and sisters, sometimes it's better that we confront them, you know, personally, because in Proverbs there's a verse that says that when you reprimand openly, directly is better than hidden love. Yes.
我们再来看那个第四个那个第四个问题哈，我读给大家听啊。人若知道啊，我们看看那个第十七节好不好
？Let us look at verse 17.
人若知道行善，却不去行。这就是他的罪了。这个我们要怎么解释他是啊？人若知道啊，要去行善而不去行啊，这个很多的时候啊，我们
okay, so James chapter 4 verse 17. Anyone then.Who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it sins.
那个是蛮重要的。我们看看罗马书第八章第一节。
This is very important. Romans chapter 8.
Verse 1.我们一起来读好不好？
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
我想我们有没有经历过那个？经历过就是说，在现实的生活里面，我们很多的时候，我们觉得做得不够，尤其是对父母亲、对兄弟姐妹，就是说，有时候觉得，哎呀，我当时应该。不应该讲这个话的，当时我不应该去做的，我就去做了。有没有这个情形？有啊，有。但是有时候，我们实在是需要神给我们有一个清楚的看见啊。那我们有这样的心，就是一个什么？就是一个悔改的心，对不对？
So, Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Have you ever had circumstances where you look back and you kind of regret having said something, whether to your parents or to your brothers and sisters? Maybe something that you shouldn't have said or you shouldn't have done or you should have done and you didn't. And a lot of the times when we have that feeling...and we have a repentant heart, we come and repent, then God is going to do work.
弟兄姐妹，我讲到这里的时候啊，我们需要什么？格罗西书那个四章二节里面，我们需要警醒祷告，啊，警醒感恩，恒切的祷告。我们一个基督徒啊，常常就是说，对祷告。感恩都不敏感，都不敢。然后这个事情过去了，就是有一个，我们有这样的一个感觉，因为我们里面有圣灵告诉我们，有圣灵告诉我们，我们有这个感觉的时候，我们就有一个什么 就有一个感觉，就是有个亏欠的感觉，有一个悔改的感觉。
Just like Colossians chapter 2, that says there that we need to always feel that we need to pray, right? We need to pray more. And then when you have that feeling that you maybe you wrong someone, or maybe you should have done things or that you didn't, when we have this feeling, we shouldn't let this opportunity go by. This is a chance that the Holy Spirit is speaking to us for us to repent.
So, 那个弟兄姐妹啊，我们要常常的要警醒感恩，恒切祷告啊。就这样子的话，我们就不会把那个。不会有一个 regret， 就是你对这些事情很敏感啊，就是。
So we need to pray continuously and to be always thankful and give praise to the Lord, so that when in the future you don't have regret that you didn't take this opportunity to repent.
这个是讲过去的。假如现在的呢，就是 immediate 的事情呢，这个时候假如我们有常常有祷告，常常在神面前警醒的话，我们就会马上就发觉了，马上就发觉了。
And this is not only talking about the past, it's talking about the present as well. So if we are praying continuously and consistently, sometimes certain circumstances come up, we are going to realize it right away that we need to repent.
所以弟兄姐妹，当这个事情一发生的时候啊，你就马上就觉得我做错了事情。
When such circumstances arise, we realize that, oh, I've done something wrong.
你很敏感的，你就晓得。
And when you're very sensitive, you know that something is wrong.
你马上就去回答，会给弟兄姐妹讲，对不起，我讲错了话。
And right away you go to your brothers and sisters and say, I'm sorry, I said something, I made a mistake, I said the wrong thing, or I shouldn't have said it.
很多的时候呢，你心不由衷的讲出来，没有意义的。
Sometimes, a lot of the times, if you don't say it from the bottom of your heart, it doesn't have any meaning.
所以我们必须要就是说，错了，马上就去改正过来。
So when we make mistakes, we need to change it. We need to fix it immediately.
所以我们必须要警醒感恩，常常祷告啊，你不会就是说。落在这样子的一个光景里面。
So we need to be alert and to praise and pray continuously, so that we won't fall into this kind of situation.
最后我们来看一节圣经，好不好？来看那个腓立比书四章第七节。
Let's read Philippians chapter 4.
7
verse 7
Philippi.
Okay.
Okay. 来，我们一起来读啊。神所赐的出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。我们晓得那个，好 ，OK， you read it.
So Philippians chapter 4 verse 7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
这里我们要注意到神所赐出人意外的平安， 这个意外的平安就是说我们的神是一个平安的神，是平安的神。当我们有这样的一个心的时候呢，啊，神会来安慰我们，安慰我们，给我们有一个常常有一个圣灵给我们有一个 peaceful mind， 就是能够就是说马上就可以感觉得到的呀。
And here it's talking about the peace of God, that it will help us to to feel it right away and to feel the moving of the Holy Spirit right away.
那个，我现在要问一下，假使你这个人，我们觉得有不平安的，这个时候圣灵就会跟你讲话，对不对？
Yeah. Sometimes when you feel not peaceful, the Holy Spirit will speak to you.
你们有没有经历过？
Have you ever had that experience before?
我经历过的。那个上一次我去，我买车子不是到迪雷那里去买，不是买新车子。都买旧车子去 auction 去买的。
So I've experienced that before. When I buy cars, I don't go to dealership. I don't buy new cars. I bought a used car from the auction.
那个，就是前两个礼拜有一个老美就过来了。他说：“你不要 auction 了，这个车子是我的，银行的，我现在。”你要经过这个 auction 的话，你要多付300多块钱。他说：“那我现在给你那个这个费免掉了，我给你一个价格，好不好？”
And so there was this guy who came American who came up to me and said, "Oh, don't buy it through the auction. I'm gonna sell it to you. You can have $300. You can pay $300 less."
And then
what about that?
那我就讲好啊。
And so at first I say, yeah, sure.
Yeah, 他说，那你要付定金。
And then he said, you need to pay down payment.
啊，那我就付了他一笔不小的钱做定金。
So I pay him a significant portion as down payment.
这是他指定我要给的。
He said I have to pay it.
那个时候我心里面就是有不平安的，心里就不平安了。但是话已经说答应了，那你只好给他。
So because I said yes to him, I had to give it to him.
结果他那个别的的价钱呢，我比他高出一半。
So the money that was bid, I actually paid more than half.
所以弟兄姐妹，圣灵啊会做我们随时的帮助。
So brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is going to be our constant help.
那个很多的时候啊，你心里有一个感动的。
Sometimes in your heart you have something moving you.
啊，那个，最后我再举一个例子。
I'm gonna give you another example.
哎，我以前每个礼拜六啊，哎，都接我们家的儿子回家。
Every Saturday I bring my son back to my house.
那个我心里面就是有一个，哎呀，这个。儿子礼拜六来哦，啊，后来神给我感动，就是每个礼拜二，啊。
And so every Saturday I usually pick up my son, but God gave me this move me inside to come for him to come every Tuesday.
跟那个礼拜三晚上。
Tuesday and Wednesday night.
那我后来，我给我妻子讲，我说我们改一个时间好不好
？And I told my wife, can we change the time? Is that okay?
她说很好，这样我们可以多看到孩子，多看到孩子。
And she said, oh, that's great, so we can spend more time with him.
哎，这个我后来，那个，啊，结果那个我就带她到那个，一个圣灵开放的一个教会，就是我们就来，他要来那个撒杜牧师要来的那个教会，去敬拜神去。
So I brought him to a church that's open to the Holy Spirit, and that's the same church that Pastor Sadhu is going to come in July.
所以弟兄姐妹啊，你心里面的感动啊，你要根据心里面的感动来做事。
So brothers and sisters, you need to follow the Holy Spirit inside you to do things accordingly.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们根据圣灵的话语去做事的时候，我们心里面不会有不安的。
So when you do things according to the word of the Holy Spirit, then in our hearts we won't be anxious. We will have peace.
所以那个腓立比书第四章十七节说，上帝啊，所赐人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守我们的心怀意念。
So that's why Philippians chapter 4 verse 7 says, the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
所以弟兄姐妹，这个平安很重要。圣灵来了是叫我们得平安的。假如我们里面的内心没有平安的话，十之八九都有情况。
So when the Holy Spirit comes, it brings peace. And so if we don't have peace, most likely there are some situations, our spiritual conditions needs to be changed.
我们低头有个祷告。
Okay, let us pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你给我们的一段美好的时间，我们弟兄姐妹，我们来读你的话语，分享你的话语。
Dear Jesus, thank you for giving us time together, good time together, where the brothers and sisters and I together we can read your words and share your words.
主耶稣，当我们读你的话语，分享你的话语的时候。
Lord, when we read your words and share your words,
你的圣灵就在我们里面做工。
Your Holy Spirit is working in us.
来改变我们的生命，更像你。
To change and transform our hearts to be more like you.
主耶稣。
Jesus.
求你做，在我们里面做潜移默化的工作。
We ask you to transform us from the inside out.
每天更像你。
So that we can be more like you every day, each and every day.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，谢谢大家。Thank you.